This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The U.S. and Canada signed the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement in 1972 to restore and protect the lakes. Since then, the countries have identified 43 polluted sites that needed to be cleaned up. Some have been delisted, but others have not. In the first in a two-part series looking at so-called AOCs, Daniel Kading looks at Lake Superior and the St. Louis River.
At 3,600 square miles, the St. Louis River is the largest AOC. It drains into Lake Superior between Duluth and Superior. Over the years, the river has been polluted by contaminants like mercury and other chemicals from surrounding industry. By the time it was listed as an area of concern in 1987, St. Louis River Alliance Board Chair Bill Majeski says the damage had been done.
People didn't even want to eat any of the fish out of the river. The fish were, in many cases, disappearing because of the level of pollution. You didn't want to touch the water because it had all kinds of sewage and chemicals and that sort of thing.
The river that had once teemed with Lake Sturgeon saw the population plummet until there were almost none naturally reproducing in the river. That was then. This is now.
This is a large piece of riprap.
Daryl Peterson is standing on a large rock about 4 to 6 feet wide near the Fond du Lac Dam on the river. Peterson works for the Minnesota Land Trust. He says about 600 rocks were laid across the river to create an environment that encourages Lake Sturgeon to spawn.
They come up, they'll hide behind these rocks until the time's right, then they'll swim up and over the rocks, and by swimming over the rocks, it helps them release the eggs.
The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and natural resource agencies for Minnesota and Wisconsin do surveys every year to gauge their recovery. Matt Steiger is coordinating cleanup on the Wisconsin side. He says sturgeon are becoming a success story on the river.
We are seeing the adult sturgeon in the system. They come up to the spawning areas below the Fond du Lac Dam every spring. So this has been observed that it is working. And what we want to see is that these 2 to 5 year old fish are surviving in the system. We know that the population then can sustain itself.
Federal, state, tribal, and local officials have also been working to restore wild rice.
You just go through it, watch everything come up.
Terry Peralt is steering a machine that's pulling up weeds from the river bottom. He's a natural resource technician for the Fond du Lac Band. Peralt says clearing the area gives wild rice a better chance of growing back.
Wild rice is delicate. It's not everywhere. There's really not a lot of wild rice lakes on for Wisconsin. And as far as working together between Wisconsin, Minnesota, DNR, it's still part of the Fond du Lac Ceded Territory Treaty rights. So we always have putting back into nature and having stuff for tomorrow for our kids. So that's what's nice about seeing this come back. The kids can come back and say, wow, look at all the wild rice in here, and we can do this and all that used to be here.
Diane Desitel coordinates cleanup efforts on the river for Minnesota. She says they've been able to do a lot with federal funding through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
Every 2 years, we're wondering if Great Lakes is going to be renewed, because you never know if those funds are going to be there or not. We're just kind of going as fast as we can to try to get stuff done.
More than $1 billion of GLRI money has gone toward roughly 2,100 restoration projects on the Great Lakes, according to a recent government accountability report. The progress that's been made on the St. Louis River so far has put it 5 years closer to its targeted delisting as an area of concern in 2025. President Obama proposed a $50 million funding cut for GLRI this year. Wisconsin Republicans and Democrats are calling for that money to be restored to keep the momentum going. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.